Today is April 12, 1984. I'm in Waseca talking to Irma Lorenz about the post-war years 1945 to 1950. So would you give me your name and age and where you were born?
Irma Lorenz, age 71. I was born out in St. Mary Township in Waseca.
Okay. Where were you in 1940 to 1950?
1940. I was widowed in 1940.
Oh, you were.
And I think that I was in February 1940 in Montana. And then I came home. And I was home. Yeah, I married Carol in 1941. In November 1941 is when I was married to Carol.
Mm-hmm. Harold Lorenz.
Yeah.
And was he a dentist at that time?
Yes, he was. He had just finished, when he had been in the service and discharged because he was too old. And then we got married because we thought it was all over with. And then Pearl Harbor came, and in January went right back in. So we had our apartment then, but then I had moved to a smaller one when we left.
So 2 months after you were married.
Yeah, 2 months after we were married, we went to war again. And then I didn't see him for a while till. I stayed here. We moved to a small apartment with some other girls.
Who did you live with?
Evelyn Sandel was home, a demonstration agent, and Mabel McDermott was, she worked down at this ration office where they gave out stamps.
Mm-hmm. Where was the apartment?
Was it Louis Kastner's?
Hmm.
And we all three lived together.
Uh-huh. Where did Harold go?
Well, he went to Fort Leonard Wood. He was a buck private then because the professional men were. And while he was down there, they had this new rule and he got to be a first lieutenant, like overnight. See? And then he called, I could go down and join him after a couple of months. See? So I did travel around for 3 months.
Where all did you go?
Well, I went to Esther Iverson went with me. Everybody knew Esther.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Yeah, I did.
And we went to Davis Mountain Field to Tucson. We were stationed there quite a while. And then we went to Pendleton Field in Oregon. Pendleton, Oregon. And then to Ephrata, Washington. And then they got sent out. Everything was secretive, and we thought that was they were going somewhere, you know, for good. And then we just got home. Mrs. Hottinger was with me. She's from Jamesville. You know her?
No, I don't.
And she's, her husband was a doctor with the battalion where Harold was the dentist.
Oh.
And so the two of us hit for New Jersey because they were at Fort Dix.
Uh-huh.
And we were there 6 weeks, and then they went out.
Where did they go?
Europe.
Oh,
gosh.
So then you came back. Did you come back to Waseca then?
Yes, we both came back. She came back to Jamesville. She was a teacher. She went back teaching, and I went back with Dr. Gallagher. They both were together in England for about 2.5 years, and then after invasion, he was in almost 5 years after that.
So when did he come back?
Well, in 1945.
So he was gone all that time without a furlough.
He was so far away.
Yeah.
He probably had furloughs over there.
What did you do during that time? Were you at home?
No, and then, we had this apartment. Mm-hmm. We changed, we had different rooms.
Well, you were working full time as a barista?
Oh, yes, a full time.
In his office? Dr. Gallagher's?
Yeah, but you see, my folks lived out on the farm. And so we had it kind of nice because You know, we could have milk and eggs and all those things that you couldn't get. You know, like we'd go out and get cream and make butter in the Mixmaster, you know, and all that stuff that we couldn't get if we hadn't had somebody on the farm. So.
What about the shortages? How did they
affect you? Oh, they were terrible. Especially when you get coffee, then I really... Maybe there was a war on... Yeah, we had shortages of everything.
What affected you the most? Did you have a car?
Oh, yes.
Could you drive then?
Well, because I worked for Dr. Yeah, we all had different stamps, you know. But because I did a lot of things for him, he'd send me out. So. Okay, well, he asked me to do a lot of things. So. And so I got a B card, so I had a little more gas. But we can go far even on a B card.
Just on, he had to be on business, I
suppose. Oh, yes, you betcha.
How about tires and rubber?
Well, that was very tough. And cigarettes, everybody smoked then, you know. That was terrible.
They were rationed, too.
Oh, my gosh. So you had to know somebody that knew somebody to get them. Let me see what else. Well, then... we really enjoyed being at the farm because then we didn't go hungry.
Yes. How about your butter? Did you make soap or anything else besides the butter? Did you ever make...
Oh, my mother made soap.
Made soap?
But we didn't.
But you made the butter.
We made butter.
Was that quite a chore?
Yes, it was. Well, we put it in the Mixmaster, electric Mixmaster. Then we had a little churn we used too. We had a lot of fun with this. And we'd get, and it was so easy to get cream then. So you could, and then that didn't take long to make butter, but you just couldn't get butter.
Do you remember anything about rent controls or anything like that that might have affected you?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
Okay.
We didn't. The rent we thought was high, but it was nothing like this now. 40 or 50 bucks a month was tough.
So that was for each of you?
No, all together.
All together? Okay. Did you have anybody else in the service besides your husband? Did you have any brothers or sisters? Or?
Brother? Brother-in-law? I lost a brother in the service. He got killed with that. No, it was 1943. We came to and my brother-in-law was Fred Baker. He was in long before the war started because he was in ROTC, at the university. And well, then the whole family was practically in it. Cousins and...
So you were really thinking daily about people that you loved that were in danger.
Practically all of them.
How about after the war, when the fellows came home? What was the feeling in Waseca? Did you remember any specific incidents, celebrations?
Everybody celebrated. After the war, I don't think there was too much. Practically everybody had been in it, you know. And I know we'd go out and they'd wear their uniforms and stuff. They were so proud that they got through it.
Sure. Well, sure. That was a heroic time. Was there any feeling about the ones who had been exempt from going because of farm work or anything like that?
I don't think by the servicemen themselves. Some of us wives got kind of upset, you know, because we couldn't see why that would. You know, they never farmed in their lives, and all of a sudden they were farmers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that.
Then you get kind of mad, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my father was in flying in Germany and Italy, and so I can understand those feelings.
I can't think there was nothing very serious, so nobody.
Well, was there a shortage of doctors and nurses during the war, so you had to work double time? And
oh, there sure was.
Did they go to the service then, or why?
I don't know why. It was just a thing that there wasn't very many.
How many doctors were here?
Well, there was maybe two or three, was just Dr. Gorman, Dr. Gallagher and Dr. McIntyre and Dr. Lynn. I don't think there was many more.
Mm-hmm. So you worked?
Swenson. Oh, yeah.
Swenson.
Good old Dr. Swenson. He worked his head out, too. He and Irene worked there. And I was working for Dr. Gallagher, and she and I worked,
Mm-hmm.
And, we really, the both of us.
How about after the war? How did it change? Did your job ease up at all?
Yes, because we got more help. We got a lab technician in work, and we got an x-ray technician in, and another nurse. And then, of course, Dr. Gallagher went in partnership then, too, so with Dr. Davis after the war. So. And then that's about the time I retired because I was at Doherty and I didn't work for a few years.
Well, tell me about having a baby after the war. Was it easier to get things, or did you move into a house then, or where did you
live? During the war, my dad died, and we sold the farm, moved, and we had a house down North State Street. And it was hard to get things, but nothing was rationed or anything.
How was it easy to buy a house?
Oh, yeah. If you had the money. But you had a $10,000 house, we just thought was terrific, because you couldn't afford that, you know. $5,000 to $8,000 was about normal for a house.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to have a certain amount down and then get a loan just like today and all that?
Mm-hmm.
How about when was Doty born?
She was born July 22nd, 1946.
In Waseca Hospital?
And her bill was around $25, but I found Doty, or Jeannie's the other day, it was $45.
Oh.
And that was, she was born in 1951.
Huh. So in 5 years, it's almost double.
Huh. And now it's a
bit. Oh, yeah. How was it to raise children then, right after the war? You had two babies just in that time.
No, I didn't have two. It was 5 years apart.
Yeah,
no,
but in 1946 and 51,
yeah.
It was in the 5 years after the war.
Well, I don't think it was much different. You seem to be able to get everything.
Were you able to use new things that hadn't been available before? I know they had nylon and they had some plastics, paper products, mm-hmm. and things. Can you remember anything like that
We had the glass bottles and all that. But we didn't have it. I can't remember anything plastic too much.
How about paper things?
No.
Wax paper.
Wax paper we had, but not. And. That was probably it. Wax paper and paper.
Were you using paper towels?
I don't know. I can't remember if we used paper towels. I don't think we did.
I don't remember paper towels.
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember people still recycling things, or were they more ready to buy new things?
No, they recycled. We were very, they wanted everything put back and, saved the cans and.
Mm-hmm. That was after the war, too?
Mm-hmm.
How about drives for grease and paper and all that?
Yeah, there was all that stuff.
Did that go on after the war, too?
I don't think so.
It ended with the war.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Do you remember any pressure about women working at all during that time? You worked all the time, but do you remember any pressure of women who had never worked before that did go to work for the first time during the war?
Well, I know I worked. See, nurses worked all that time. It wasn't even. But I know several of the girls, started working. People would talk, why are they working? Things were going up, so those women just didn't work too much then, see.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, I don't know why she's working. Her husband makes good money, you just kind of had intimidated you a little bit if you
mm-hmm.
were working.
Now, after the war, when the men came back, was there real pressure for those women then to quit their jobs?
Yeah, there seemed to be quite a bit.
And did they quit the jobs?
No.
They didn't.
Not the ones I knew.
Mm-hmm. But there was talk again about why
because
are they...
Because I know I wanted to quit nursing and oh, that's the rumor, was at Johnson's. I could be nurse at Johnson's, you know, so many people, I just couldn't take it. Why are you working with your husband's home and working? Why are you working, taking a job, you know, so...
Well, there was a lot of that.
There was a lot of that.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, and then, could have been a career right there.
But well, sure.
I thought, I'm not going to work there. They talk about me.
No.
Because you shouldn't be working. I would have enjoyed that very much, being a nurse.
Right. Not under those conditions.
No, not under that. I can get intimidated awfully easy if somebody's...
Well, anybody could. What about people in general? Were they thinking about themselves or were they thinking about other people? You know, when you hear about the me generation and all that now. Do you think people were more pulling together during the war years and right after?
Oh, yes. They sure were.
More patriotic, do you think?
Oh, yeah. People were very patriotic during the war. The ones that I knew anyway. My boss, Dr. Gallagher, was very patriotic. He would become very upset over this people that would try to get out of the draft.
Mm-hmm. How was that in Waseca when after the war? Did that continue, or how did people...
No, I don't think the draft, you mean?
No, not the draft. Oh. But how did that pulling together continue after the war ended, just in those years when people were getting back on their feet?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it ended completely. Probably... It's just everybody seemed to work together so much while the fellows were gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things changed so fast then after the war that it was hard to see whether...
Well, what were some of the changes? I know that men had the GI Bill. Did that affect you at all? Harold was already a dentist, so he probably didn't go back to school.
No, he didn't go back to school. I don't know. That helped lots of people.
Mm-hmm. How about new appliances? Were you able to afford new electrical appliances or mangles or... Sewing machines or anything?
Yeah,
we
got all
those
things after the war.
You did?
Yeah.
What kinds of things did you get?
Oh, I had a mangle and an automatic washer and dryer.
Do you remember what brand they were?
Yes, it was Bendix. And the mangle, I can't remember what that was. But, oh, that was... A sewing machine, nice little portable, never been bad. Oh, we got all kinds of things actually. You know.
Easier to get and more money. Which you're all working.
Yeah, you're all working.
How about vacuum cleaners? Did you have, I know they had paper bags then. Did you have one of those?
Yes.
Paper bags?
Oh, yes.
What kind was it?
Well, we had a Uber that when my mother and I, you know, we had this house together down on North State, and we had this Uber upright. I think we had that for years. I can't remember that I had a paper bag though. The last time we had that, I think we just plain emptied the bag.
Yeah, a cloth bag.
Cloth bag. Yeah.
How about any extras in your house? Of course, all those appliances were extras, but can you think of anything else that you might have bought after the war that you wouldn't have been able to get before?
Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, that would be.
Can you describe your kitchen to me? What it was like then? What did it have on the countertops, for example?
Oh, linoleum. All of them were linoleum.
Mm-hmm.
Just plain, on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't long then we got something else on it.
What was it?
I suppose we got Formica. Then the Formica came out, these plastics.
Uh-huh.
But everything was linoleum. I can't think of too many things that... Oh, electric clocks and things like that we didn't have, but we've got after the war.
How about telephones? I suppose everybody always had a telephone. How about foreign products? Before the war, Japanese and European products were available here. But then after the war, did that change? I don't suppose Japanese, I mean, they didn't hardly have.
Weird war.
Well, and afterwards, there wasn't much left.
No. Most things were made in the United States, I think, that we had. I can't think of anything that wasn't, except, dolls and all our fancy dolls and everything were made in Germany. Now they're collector's items, And they all had glass china heads.
How about your kids? Do you think you raised them any differently or had different clothes or toys or school was different? Men teachers, or did you notice anything different after the war? Of course, Dodie would have been started or school about the time Jeannie was born.
Aunt Wilson was her first teacher, and she, well, I don't think that she had, can't think of any men teachers at all. Until she was in high school, of course, there was Manny, Bendix, and all those.
Sure.
But, of course, when Jeannie came along 5 years later, it's just like it is now, practically.
She went to school with mid-50s, later 50s.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of sewing for yourself and them?
No, I never did.
Never sewed?
No.
Had the machine, though.
I had the machine. I'd mend.
Oh, sure.
I mended.
How important was entertainment in the house? Did you have a shortwave radio or TV came in the late 40s?
I didn't get TV till after, by the time Dodie was born.
What did you do for entertainment at home?
I don't believe we had TV when. We didn't have TV until the 50s, I don't believe. We didn't have tapes, but we had phonographs and videos.
What kind of a radio did you have?
It was built like a TV, there was a good one. We had one good one, and we had some smaller ones.
A table model, or was it?
We had a couple of table models. Mm-hmm. I brought one home from Montana, even. I had her up until not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a table model. But then we had one big, it was console, with a phonograph on it.
How about people? Did they stay home and do family things together more than they went out?
Oh, I think so. Of course, Harold was always avid golf. He was always on the golf course. And then, of course, Amets were a good thing. We met them after he got home. And, of course, that square dancing started. And
when was that?
It must have been about, I'd hate to say the date, about 1950, probably, 48. What else did we do? We did all kinds of things, we didn't go out of town too much to shows, and we went to the Ice Follies a couple of times. That was a big deal.
Did you go and come back the same night?
Oh, yes.
How long did that take him?
Oh, well, that car's... It didn't take too long.
Didn't have the freeways.
No. Yeah, it didn't have the freeways, but you didn't have any 55-mile-an-hour speed limit either.
Did you do any shopping? Did you do a lot of shopping out of town?
No, I never had too much.
Did people tend to start going out of town more for
clothes
and goods?
Oh, yes.
Why do you suppose they did?
Well, I suppose it's fun to travel to another town. They still do. I know lots of people. I like to go out of town, too, but I like to... I When he first got out of town during the war and before the war, I was with Dayton's. That's the only, but we didn't like go out to Mankato. Like, we didn't have any of those nice tours like they have now with the, Madison East and all that. Shopping centers, some further. When did they start? They weren't.
The malls?
That
was in the late 50s.
Yeah.
Southdale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a big deal in Southdale. Yeah. We went up there and offered.
That was about 58 or 9, I think.
It's been a long time now when that first opened. No, I don't. But I don't know. That didn't change too much, I don't think.
How about magazines and books and newspapers?
Oh, goodness. I mean, my belonged to the Book of the Month Club and read so much. That was something you really... That was a big pastime. So many books.
This was after the war, now.
Well, during the war. Mm-hmm. No, after the war. Then you see, we didn't have time. When our husbands were gone and everything. It was wonderful. All this books and stuff that I haven't belonged to for years now. Had to get rid of them all. When I moved to this little apartment, with my heart, there's some of those books.
How about, did they change at all? Did you notice any difference in the magazines? Were they bigger or more colors or different paper or from what they'd been during the war?
Well, you remember Life was the big magazine. Everybody took Life magazine, and that was big. And then, of course, now it's gone. No, it's come back. It was out of business for a while. And then Saturday Evening Post, all those we took. And I don't know about this. And we always had a Minneapolis paper. It came every day.
Do you remember listening to Franklin Roosevelt?
Oh, my heavens, yes. We sure did.
Did you have any programs like that after the war? On helping people adjust.
I don't remember.
Just during, or of course he died, but what did people think about Harry Truman?
Well, and Harry Truman?
Uh-huh. And the bomb and all that.
Most people seem to approve of it. Just to get the war over.
Were you ever afraid in Waseca? During the war?
I wasn't afraid in Waseca, but I sure was afraid a lot of places we were at, especially up in Washington, when they bombed Vancouver, Jeffs bombed Vancouver.
They did.
And we had a black op, and my husband's home went off too. We didn't see him for days. And here we sat in this little Army base, Air Force, Then you couldn't, everything was so secretive then too. So. But that was close.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hmm.
But I never was scared back here. I'm now, with this nuclear stuff, I'm scared to death.
How about money? I know that it was the Depression in the 30s, and then when people went from that to the war years. Mm-hmm. What about after the war? Did people have more money to spend?
It seemed to be that they had more money. Because
why do you suppose that was?
Now, in our case, we were both working, so that made we had more money. Because he got a good salary during the war. Not good, but it was he sent home his allotment checks every month. So.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to pay for our dental equipment, so we got that paid for during the war with his checks.
That was good.
Yeah, it was all paid for then when he got home. And then, because he was gone so long. And then, of course, when he came home, we had the expenses starting up again. It was kind of rough years then. And then...
And you weren't working. Did you work?
No, I didn't work when Dodie was almost 9 years old, and I from four years I didn't work out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started back little by little at the hospital. And then in 1960, of course, Pete's dad asked me to work with, just help out a couple nights a week. And then for 21 years, that's just the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. Helped out a couple of nights for 21 years, only it was all day. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete says my card says 2 nights a week only. That was a laugh. Mm-hmm. Well, I sure enjoyed every minute of it. I never was sorry I worked that day because I liked it. I still like it. If I was strong and young, but you get old, Carol.
Oh, you never get older.
Yeah, but you can't lift, you can't keep up fit. Things you can't keep up fit. And everything changes. So.
About your cars, did you get a new car after the war?
Oh, certainly.
What kind of car was it?
We had a Chrysler. It sort of looked like the one Alan Wolfson
gave. Oh, really? What color was it?
It was dark green, just about like that. And my Chevy all during the war. That was a 1941. 1941 Chevy.
Oh.
I've got all up and down the United States.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about before the war, your feelings about... I suppose you were afraid, and if you thought we should be in the war, America should be in the war.
Well, I guess that...
They were building up to the war for years.
Yeah, they were building up, even when I lived in Montana, I was lived in Montana from 1936 till 1940, and... You know, we hear about the war, but we didn't pay attention to it like we did. But, you know, every once in a while we'd hear war songs and there'd be war movies, and we all figured they were building us up to something. But it didn't really hit home until after my first husband was killed and I came back to Minnesota.
Was he killed in
service? No, he fell off a scaffold. No, and then I came back here, then we noticed the war, all it was talk of war, and conscription or draft or whatever that was, or dirty word. Yeah, that was, we all dreaded it, and they all worried about their numbers coming up and all that. And we were so confident the Earl wouldn't have to go back in, see, because he was 35. But he was just 6 months too. If he'd been 6 months either way, then...
How about his feelings after the war? What did he have to say?
Well, he seemed quite bitter because, you see, he lost all those years and he got over it. But then when he came home...
How old was he when he came home? He was 40.
40s.
Over 40?
Yes. Because he was... He must have been 40 or 41 when he got home. Well, then to start in. Then we had expenses starting up.
Well, sure.
And here all his friends, you know. And that's not all that's worth. You know, all making money, see, Bobby. And he was quite a lot of bitterness. John McClune and all those were professional men that had been drafted as buck privates. 21 a month.
Hmm.
That wasn't very nice.
Mm-mm.
Until they got, but then they all got to be officers towards the end. Carol came out a captain.
But he missed all that time in between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he was glad, and I think it is, after we got over that first, you know, after we finally got on our feet, well then he was glad he went in. Because there was a lot of benefits from being, if you got sick, you'd go to Vets Hospital.
What other benefits came from that? After the war.
So, well, if you had a permanent injury or something, even, but like George James and some of his good friends, they really got permanently injured and stuff, and it helped. They took very good care of us veterans.
Well,
and then,
good.
Of course, when Harold got sick, he went to veterans. I still haven't really helped. I know what we've done with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So it all turns out, but whatever it is, turns out.
How did you get back to normal then after the war?
It wasn't easy. Because they had a big adjustment to make. Like Hilda Hodger, she said, they're not the same people, you know, that we married. They're so different when they come back. Think of 5 years almost apart.
I suppose he was constantly bombing in England. Where was he?
Yeah, he was all through that in England for 2.5 years. And then when the Normandy invasion, he was on the Omaha Beach, he and Hottinger both.
Mm.
I thought they'd be in a nice state hospital in England or something. And there they were for 2 or 3 weeks, we didn't hear a word. And they were both on this Omaha Beach hit.
You must have been scared to death.
Yeah, I sure heard about it. And it was an awful lot of loss of lives. But then after the war, they enjoyed it, you know. He already enjoyed France so much because he visited all those old places. And see, all these guys that were in the service, all they talk about their war years. They really had an experience.
Oh, yes. After the war, how long was he there?
Oh, when did the war end?
45.
I mean, what month?
I don't know.
He was home in October of 45, so he wasn't there too long. But they got leaves and stuff. You see, after the invasion that they went, you know, then he was based in Germany. And, he enjoyed it. He was based in France. They went down to Riviera for a leave. And they had a real good time with him. I'm sure.
After the
shooting was over.
Yeah. How did the clothing change after the war? Now, how about stockings that you wore? You couldn't get nylons during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And the ready-made clothes?
What did we wear? We had, wasn't cotton stockings.
How about rayon? Did you wear rayon?
Maybe they were rayon. I don't know.
How about the styles? Did you notice a change in the styles of clothes after the war? Or what they were made out of? Were they easier to take care of?
Yes, polyester came in and all those things. You didn't have to iron all those fine things.
Thank you.
Nylon, polyester. Everything was cotton probably before the war, and wool and rayon.
Were there any European styles?
Not that I know.
The skirts went up or down, I'm sure.
No, well, went up and down with the trend.
Were there brighter colors?
I don't think there was any difference.
Did people dress in a more lively way or seem to be happier?
Well, everybody seemed happier. I suppose they. I didn't notice anything big in colors or style or anything. Nobody did their own thing.
If you were going to go to church on Easter Sunday between 45 and 50, what would you be wearing?
Probably a hat, but we don't wear them. We always had to have a hat for Easter. We always get something new for Easter.
And you bought that in town,
yeah.
Or went to Dayton's?
Well, I can't really tell, but it depends, I suppose. There was nice stores in town. We had Wolf's and we had the Style, well, it was all kinds of, it used to be the Style Shop, and we had some very nice stores in Waseca that time. Wolf's was big. And so you could get most of your things right here.
Okay. Let's try and think about the community during those years. I know that Lyle was doing that war bond drive, and there was a polio scare about that time.
Oh, scare. Sure was.
When was that? Do you remember about that?
I don't know exactly what. Because I was there at the office, I sure do remember very vividly.
Were people getting the disease, or were they just mostly
No, they were getting it. A voucher boy died of it. A young man with fathers, several children. Oh, so many young people got it. And like, there was Einar and people that we knew so well all got polio.
And so you were
now Einar didn't have his during the war. He had his before the war. But, I remember this polio. We just called infantile paralysis. The first I ever heard of it was when I was training at Anchor. And we used to get so much of it in there. And they thought it came from somebody being infected at the stockyards or something. And then it got to be a regular epidemic. It was just awful. I mean, there was a real bad scare of that here in Waseca.
What did they do for it?
Well, usually they just sent them to the... When Kenny Institute opened, everybody went up to Kenny.
Do you remember when that was?
Maybe the date of the year, I don't remember. But I also took care of my phone. I remember Ruby. A lot of it was massaging and deep rest. How happy everybody was when the sock vaccine was put there. Everybody went down in masses to get their shots.
I remember doing that with our kids. It was... probably early 60s.
We often wondered during the epidemic, I was working darker than at the office. Why, how come so many, the hospital personnel are there, how come we didn't get it?
Yeah, nobody did, huh?
Nobody knew what caused it even, so.
Did you take any special precautions?
No. We didn't take anything special because we didn't know what it was. But that was a big scare. That was, I remember so well.
Do you remember any patriotic clubs that were in Waseca during the time of the war? Or any women's groups? Single women, what did you do? Did you mostly stay together, or were you invited with couples, or how did you? How did you manage alone?
We just stuck together mostly. It was all of us that worked out there on practically downtown, you know, so the girls at the bank, like Alan Dagan and all those, we all stuck together. And we played golf in the mornings and things where we'd go to work in the evenings and see all the men were gone, most of them.
So you found sort of a fellowship?
Oh, yeah. We seemed to be, we all kind of got together.
Was the Red Cross active then?
It was active, yeah, but not probably right here. Nobody probably needed it right here in Waseca. I don't remember.
I think Alberta says she rolled bandages.
Oh, yeah, a lot of... I see... And Mrs. Sally's mother, Mrs. Frank Conway, was in charge of the Red Cross, and they had a lot of things that they did. They made bandages and... I don't know, a lot of those places, but I didn't get in on it because I wasn't a housewife.
Sure. Were you on any boards or councils involved with the war or right after?
No.
You were too busy working?
It wasn't anything I could think of. I can't think of any boards or councils.
I suppose there still had to be a city council. I wonder if were there any women involved in that you remember?
I doubt it. That wasn't... to do then.
So. How about, do you remember any women politicians?
No.
Now you said that you traveled a lot. How about after the war? Of course, you were interested in starting your business then and having your family.
No, we just go up north fishing. Those fishing trips up north is about all we took.
So more of a vacation
trip. Yeah, more every year we'd go up north.
Did you drive then? Or?
Oh, yes. with that Chrysler.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. How about religion? Do you remember if that was a specific extra influence during the war? And then if it changed afterwards, if the churches were involved in, let's say, refugee work or collections for starving Europeans or all those kinds of things. Do you remember anything about that? Or if people flocked to the church more because of the war?
I don't think so. It seemed to be, it was I can't think of any special thing with the church there. Everybody went to church, so I'm sure.
But don't remember anything out of the ordinary?
No, uh-huh.
Do you remember anything about REA? The electricity, of course, in town.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had it, but that was coming into the country, mm-hmm. into a county.
Yeah. I remember when it came in. That was long before we got electricity on. My folks got it on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big day. Because you could just think of, I can remember that when they got it. Then they got a radio right away, and they got flat irons, all the electric appliances as fast as they could get them. But that was long before the war.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything like that after the war that helped the community? I know some building supplies were hard to get during the war. And for example, King's supermarket remodel after the war. Mm. Do you remember any of that sort of thing going on in Waseca? Changes?
You mean, there was a lot of building and changes, but I don't think they had any trouble getting material or anything.
But they did it after the war.
Yeah.
How did the community change? Was there a lot of it? A lot of people that improved their businesses or moved or?
Well, I see. We had several big, very bad fires during the war, the firefighters, and that was just before the war. That was the same day around Pearl Harbor.
Soon after
Pearl Harbor, that firefighters burned.
Oh.
And then what else was a big fire? Oh, the theater and the bank and Corner Lunch. And it was, so they were all built up moves.
After the war or during the war?
Well, I suppose it started like the bank where the Herders were. It's where the First National Bank is now. I can't remember when that started. Was that before?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
But do you think stores tried to modernize then and make effort in that direction after mm-hmm. World War II?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
New ideas?
New ideas and more clerks. And that first grocery store I remember was self-serve. It was called a self-serve store.
Where was that?
I can't remember where it was, but Mr. Bowman owned it. And you could walk in and serve yourself and then they'd check you out. So
when was that?
That was soon after the war.
Hmm. And that was a whole new idea.
Yeah, that was a whole new idea.
Before that, you went in and told them what you had, and they got it?
Yeah, and then they'd run and get it for you.
Oh.
Now I hear there's going to be places that you take your own groceries in the cart and go these scanners. And then you run them off and put them in the cart and take your slip to the cashier and just pay the cashier.
Huh.
I read that. Be nice.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Hmm.
Then they pack them for you.
Don't need anybody to work in the stores, though.
No, that's true. That'd be awful. No, I kind of like it. I would like the scanner, so I think that's nice. And you know what you bought, it had the name of.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. How about your role in the social community? When you were alone, you were with the women. When Harold came back, How did your life change?
Well, we bonded. Lots of card clubs. We loved to play bridge, and we bonded to bridge clubs, and these teams, we do things together where we didn't before. With couples, I mean, that's.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the girls I lived with, their husbands came home, and they took off and left and went wherever their husband was located.
So you lost a few friends.
Yeah, we lost quite a few. But it's good. The ones we traveled with during the war, we still keep touch, correspond.
Oh,
from Texas to all over the country, warways that we were in, traveled together.
Was there an attempt to do things in the evening for the first time, like maybe church circles or groups like that, because of women who worked?
Oh, yes. That started during the war. Or right after the war.
Yeah, it stayed.
Because I know at the Methodist Church, like, that's when we started evening circle for women that worked. I thought it was so nice.
Anything else like that you can remember for women?
I can't think.
Any 4-H groups or sewing groups or clubs?
Yes, there was these extension clubs started then, but I never called for them. I didn't belong to anyone.
That was after the war?
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of women do that?
Yeah, quite. Oh, I see. So this one, this Evelyn Sandel that I lived with, she was home demonstration agent, and they didn't have any groups like that then. But after the war, they did. They organized and have these extension clubs.
What was their purpose then?
Well, I'm supposed to say now they learn to, you know, they do things together, have gardens and talk about sewing and everything. I haven't been to a meeting, but Joyce always belongs to like this so well. She's more of a homemaker. I wasn't too good at homemaker.
How about your kids? You were a working mother. Were you home after school, or were they home on their own? Or how did that work during those years?
Well,
did you have babysitters, or did your mother or some relative?
Yeah, my mother lived with us till Jeannie was 5 years old. And she died just a month before. I mean, till Dodie was 5 years old. She died a month before Jeannie was born. So I always had her for Dodie. So that's when I quit working, was after Jeannie was born, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I stayed home. I was there at night. But then by the time they started school, I was working again. That's one thing they said they really missed, was come home at night, and I wasn't going to be there. So. But they got used to it.
Well, that happened a lot in the community. I mean, a lot of women were working then and doing that.
But we had good babysitters. And that one just died at Adelia Rest. So we used to have her, Greta Davis, and I would have her, and we had Tilly Larson. We had real good babysitters. And but the kids tell you now that that's one thing they missed, not being there when they got home from school. So. Had I known, I wouldn't have worked it that way.
Well, you might have had to anyway.
Might have.
Did your social status change after the war then, after your husband was here and working?
I don't think so.
Didn't change
Not
at all?
Social status. Mm-hmm. My social status, no.
Do you remember any special songs or games or anything like that from during the war or after the war? Any of that changed? Dances or?
Oh, I don't think so. We used to have more big dances before the war. You know, like, dances at the fair hall and all that. And a lot of, public dances, but after the war there wasn't any then.
That ended that?
Yeah, that ended that.
Wonder why?
Well, because it was kind of fun. Of course, you know, now there's many organizations that have dances, and for a while they were just small. to sleep. So I'd always had their dance. But this is every Saturday night you could go up to the dance, you know.
Did you belong to the Legion and all that? Was that going
after
then?
After the war, no, not until after the war.
That started after the war.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work?
Well, it was on. Oh, yeah, it was going on long before, since World War I, the Legion. But I didn't join until we all came home.
Was there a lot of that? I mean, did most servicemen join those
mm-hmm.
clubs?
Mm-hmm.
Was it both the VFW and the Legion?
Mm-hmm. You see, the Legion, the VFW, you had to be overseas. Everybody had belongs to us. So that's why my husband wouldn't join the VFW, because he said his best friends wanted to be overseas so bad, you know, but they couldn't, and then they weren't allowed to join it. He wanted to belong to one where everybody could. People were better, and you should belong to us. So. But now they're getting that way too. The Vietnam kids and all, they all belong to. I think now they work together.
That's
but still, they had their separate poppy days.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
So was there a lot of activity?
Oh, there was
down
married,
there.
Yeah,
and
but
most
they always got along fine. Both clubs got along because we used to work together. And work together.
Were you in an office in the auxiliary? Or?
Oh, yes, for years. I returned. This is, we started way, oh, God, I must be about a 40-year neighbor by now. Because Mrs. Lux lived down there. Oh, gosh, I was just a few years after the war ended that I joined. But now, it's all, you know, none of us going. What's more younger kids now? I don't think anybody my age goes that I know of goes to. I know I haven't done that for so long. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I'm just remembering. Was Harold a Mason?
Yes.
And so were you, did you belong to the Eastern Star?
Yeah, but we didn't do anything about it until after the war.
Then were you active?
I never was very active.
Was he active in
the
Legion?
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was very active. And he was very active in the Legion, too. And then he was a Shriner. I pay my dues. I remember when I went in, Val Brown, she said, I should join it. And she said, so you have a place to go to in your old age? The Masonic homers. No, but I belong because, and I felt part of lunch, you know, and serve a couple of times a year and stuff. Maybe out of office. It's true. Alberta's.
Yeah. Well, Jerry has never been a member of that.
Oh, he hasn't. It's funny.
He was in Des Moines, that was it.
Because Wes, you know, he's good. His folks. And I knew Alberta went through all the chairs, I think. When she's here, I go with her, see. I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I think it's nice. It's just that you don't want to go by yourself.
Did you go back to the war? Did you do a lot of canning or that kind of stuff during the war? You didn't?
No.
Because you didn't have your family either.
No, I didn't have family. But my mother did.
Ate your mother's candy?
Yeah, I ate my mother's, yeah. They canned meat and everything. That was, we really had it made because they would butcher and we'd have all this good food, you know.
After the war, did you notice any more canned goods or I don't know when frozen things started.
I don't either, but I know that you didn't can meat at home anymore. Notice, I don't know when that stopped. But
were tin cans scarce during the war? I don't remember. I wondered if there were different kind of packages after the war, like paper and tin and plastic.
I think there was tin cans. Must have been tin cans. sure there was, because it looks dark, you see all those rows of things and stuff.
So when you went to the store then and could serve yourself,
I suppose
it was all in packages of some kind.
Yeah, I suppose. Must have been.
And before that, how did you get it? Was it in packages?
Well, they'd sack it up for you. Like if you bought coffee, they'd grind it and put it in a sack. Now you just buy cans.
How about flour and sugar and all that stuff?
Yeah, that was the same way, I think. You'd buy it in a sack. I mean, they'd buy the pound and they'd sack it up. But you could buy flour in cloth sacks. In big bags, in 25 pounds, 10, 20, but they're all cloth bags. And they're all sealed. And it's red. Yeah, I remember those flour sacks.
After the war, were they flour? Were they material too?
Or were they? I think for quite a while they were. And then they went to paper and plastic and tin, aluminum, I guess. Aluminum. It's hard to remember all this stuff, you know.
I'm sure. How about the drugstores? How did they change?
I don't really think they've changed, except they've got more stuff now. I mean, there seems to be more some kinds of drugs that they never heard of back then. I don't think they really changed too much stuff. I remember Deidre's drugstore, that was certainly an old-time drugstore, but you'd take your prescription in, they'd fill it just like now.
Did they have more gift items after the war, or did they always have those?
I don't think there was too much on gift items.
Just what you had to have?
Well, now listen, there was a store called, there was a drugstore that would gift us. Jane Johnson, those are beautiful things. They had a lunch, they had a soda fountain out there.
Where was that?
Well, it's over there on the street where the theater is, down there somewhere.
Was that there during the war, or was that after?
I think it was during the war. Jane Russ Johnson. It was nice. He had drugs and things, gifts and a soda fountain. It was a very popular place.
That would be nice to have a soda fountain.
Yeah, that's when this, so when the Greeks, when the candy kitchen burned and there was Greek, you know, kid. We all miss it.